T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, I don't know if you heard the news. So, Heather and her husband are moving. Oh. Yep, they're moving to Arizona. Oh, No, they bought a new house.
I was going to say.
They're moving, what, about 10 minutes?
If we're not moving far.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
In an era of downsizing, they're upsizing.
No, yes.
Really? What went
That's
into
not the...
the
purpose of us moving. The reason we want to move is we wanted a little bit more property. We wanted more privacy. Okay. And that's it. And then we found a house. Heck no. We found a house that's a little bit larger than the one we have now, but just happens to be on the most perfect piece of property. So yeah.
Why didn't you look in Canton? Like, I don't know, Lots Road?
Because of the vibrations.
Yeah, those vibrations.
That would have been great, right?
Yeah. Those serious vibrations. I don't know if I would deal with that.
So moving, I've had a clinical term here, sucks. Anybody who's ever moved is the worst. And I know, and I hate to say this to you, but whatever day you actually do the actual big move,
yes,
it will either be 130 degrees, 20 degrees, snowing, or pouring rain.
It's going to be pouring rain.
It's never like,
without a doubt.
It's never like sunny and 70.
No. Perfect day.
It will be pouring rain for sure.
Yeah.
So obviously when you move, we're prepping for that. We haven't even, our house, you know, isn't quite for sale yet, but when it is, you know, we wanted to make sure everything looked neat and tidy and clean. And obviously we know we're moving, so we wanted to start packing everything. And you know, it's funny when you start to actually do that, because there's only two of us. We don't have kids. We didn't think it would be that big of a process. Because,
get the dogs to help, right?
You know, how much stuff can two people have?
Mm-hmm. Apparently a lot.
And I started going through things, and I found some very interesting things that I didn't even know that I had. And I posted some of them on my Instagram, but I found, like, really old, like, technology. I found an old GPS. My very first GPS that I ever had in my car.
What, the
Garmin?
Old TomTom or whatever they're called?
Yeah. You know, I'm like, all right. Okay, I'm sure it still works if I were to go plug it in.
Please don't tell me you kept it.
No, I donated it. I just, that went to Salvation Army. I don't know what they can do with it, what they want. You know, I found my old diary, a diary that I had when I was in elementary school. So I read through all of that, which was quite comical. And
was there any good stuff in there?
Oh, no, it was all like just things that I had done that day or what I did. There was an article passage in there about how I really wanted, I wish that I was a twin. My sisters are twins.
Nothing about boys, though? No crushes?
Was in there, too, but
There's a man on the radio,
I mean, this
Stoney.
This is like second grade, you
I love
guys.
His voice. I love how he communicates.
He seems like a fatherly
figure.
Didn't
write a lot about boys in second grade, I guess.
Did you keep that?
I kept that. I boxed that up. I found old love letters from ex-boyfriends.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Can you bring
the husband about that, right?
Oh, well, for sure. I'll tell him about
now.
That. Yeah. So I had to read one of them. And
can you bring those in and read
I
on the air?
I ended up keeping that.
Really?
Yes.
You kept love letters from people who are not your husband?
I'm not going to lie. Okay, if it's like elementary school, middle school, something like that, it's totally innocent.
I kept one.
I actually wish that I kept my notes, because it was really cool.
It's just part of my past. And I just thought it was kind of interesting. And I don't know if one day, if I ever have children, I just thought, like, wow, it was just interesting to read and go back in time. So I kept it. And then I found an envelope with all of my old teeth. So, like, it wasn't just one envelope. It was multiple envelopes. And it was probably every single baby tooth that I ever lost.
What's weird about this, Heather, is that I find it, and for all the kids listening on their way to school, it's weird because for me, the tooth fairy came to my house and took my teeth away. So the fact that you still have your teeth is totally confounding to me.
If you were to see what I wrote on the envelopes, it said, to tooth fairy, and then it said, please, can I keep my tooth?
Why?
I don't know. So the tooth fairy left me the tooth. And I don't know why
works,
I had them. But
dear
you guys,
Santa, can you please leave a receipt with my new bike?
You guys, I kept the teeth. I kept them. Why?
Why would you ever keep those? What are you going to do with them?
I don't know. I don't know.
What, are you going to make a shrine for yourself? Would it be like in Hey Arnold when Helga makes a shrine of Arnold?
I also found the hair from like my first haircut. And I kept that.
Here's the weird thing that she told us the other day. She actually kept the teeth from former boyfriends. I thought that was really kind of creepy. I thought that kind of crossed the line.
I honestly don't think that I'm a hoarder. I don't because I get rid of...
Yes, you are.
No, but I get rid of other things, material things so easily. I don't want that. Donate it. Oh, it's got a hole. Throw it away. Whatever. But when it came to these teeth in the diary, these notes, like I was like, oh, I have to keep these.
Let me ask you this.
So I did. I kept them.
Do you actually have an ex-boyfriend like hidden in a closet in one of your homes? Like alive. He's just chilling there. You feed him, you know, a couple of times a day, give him water.
And he doesn't have teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
They've
all been extracted.
No.
248-539-9797. We've all been there in terms of the moving, going through old stuff. Are you, like Heather, a hoarder?
A hoarder.
And what is the strangest thing that you've ever found yourself holding on to, like even longer than you expected? Because I must admit, I don't have my old teeth. Again, the Tooth Fairy does. I'm not sure what she does with them. But there's stuff in my basement, which I know that I will never, that I'll look at and go, huh. And then put right back where I got it. It will mm-hmm. serve me no purpose. There's no value, none whatsoever. But like I, you know, in our basement, for example, I have a box of essentially crap.
Yes.
And my wife has probably five boxes of essentially
of crap.
I think
she
the women
has much
have
more.
I think because we're a little bit maybe more sentimental.
Well, you're the you're the gatherers. We're the hunters.
And
you're the gatherers.
It's just harder for us to, you know, throw away those sentimental things.
Yeah, throw away those
but
baby teeth.
But why are you sentimental about teeth?
I don't know.
I could see like one tooth maybe.
I think it's more about the packaging of the tooth or the teeth than it is the actual
fairy,
tooth. The letter to the tooth fairy.
I mean, the teeth were there for your formative years, though, you know?
Yeah.
Stem cells? I don't know. I'm not sure.
You never know, Heather.
Just in case she takes a foul ball to one of her teeth at
That's
the
true.
Tigers game.
Modern
you know?
Medicine.
Yeah, they could replace it with one of your real teeth. It'd be great.
All right, 248-539-9797. The ticket text 97136. We're talking about Heather's hoarding technique and the fact that she's moving and she's finding all this old stuff in her basement, including her teeth, her baby teeth.
All of them.
That she's decided
so
to...
Weird.
Hold on to. And I saw on Instagram you posted over the weekend that you found a bunch of old CDs that you had.
Oh, and old CDs.
But you're throwing those out.
Oh, yeah. Those went right in the trash.
I'd keep those and ditch the teeth.
Seriously, yeah. I'd want to show my kid. Well, you don't want to show your kids your teeth. You want to show your kids, like, this is what we had to use when
we were younger.
They won't
even know how
younger.
To play them, though. Nothing will, no.
Well, we told the story on the air before, but I'll just to make you feel a little bit better about yourself. The biggest hoarder that we know is Wojo because he keeps newspapers.
Oh.
To the degree of 25 years worth of
That's
newspapers.
That's a fire hazard.
You think?
Oh, yeah, and he keeps them in the furnace room as well, which is just the worst thing you could possibly do.
So he moved into this house, I'd say right around 2000. So he's lived there for about 20 years.
Yeah.
And when he moved, Stoney and I helped him move.
Oh, are you going to help me move?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great.
And
I'm out. Tournament's going on, sorry.
Yeah. And we helped him move newspapers. So we went up and downstairs carrying stacks and stacks of newspapers. And look, in 2000, there was a burgeoning little thing going on called the internet on which many, many newspapers were appearing. And you kind of got the feeling that that was a growing trend.
Yeah.
You can obviously find all this stuff on the internet.
Yep.
So it serves literally no purpose. But rest assured, whenever the day this guy moves, I'm not sure when that's going to be, he will try to move his newspapers. And he keeps old media guides. He keeps old just tons and tons of paperwork, which is all accessible on the internet.
It makes zero sense.
No.
I mean, I was just exposed to it.
It makes more sense
recently.
Than the teeth, though, I think.
The only thing that is, and if he were defending himself on the air right now, he would say the following. And it is mildly amusing to occasionally go down there and just say, okay, you know, you reach
just
your hand and
out
pull
a
out a paper and it's like, you know. Cujo shines.
Right.
Wings beat Toronto 3-2. It's like, what?
He should set up like a coffee or like a little table, you know, almost a cafe type of setup where you can go down there and grab a paper. It'll be nostalgic and have your cup of Joe and get the day started. It'd be great.
Yeah. Garner optimistic Higginson set for breakthrough year. You know, something like that. You get those. Those headlines really are amusing.
One of my favorite things was looking at papers, and I can't remember a specific one off the top of my head, but the secondary story to a major moment.
Yeah.
Like, so it would be Alliance Fonts believes this is the year or something. Michigan wins national title.
Well, it's funny you say that because, again, it's I'm painting him in a very negative picture here. And if Evan's listening on his way in, he's going to go, oh, yeah. But in his basement, Wojo has a framed front sports page of when Michigan won the national championship in 89. And because he wrote the game story. He was the beat reporter. So it's like, you know.
Remedial, okay, that makes
whatever.
Sense.
Yeah. So here's the headline. I don't even know what the headline is. Big Blue, whatever. Game story by Robert Winowski. Joe Falls wrote the column. He was the columnist. Underneath it were two sub stories. Okay, to your point.
I might know these. Don't you say them? I just
one was Lions move from WJR to WWJ. That was a big deal. And the other one was Sparky : Lavolo can't miss. And it was opening day for the Tigers that day, and Sparky was saying how Torey Lovullo was a can't-miss prospect.
Yep, I remember that.
Yep. That was on that exact newspaper. All right.
Was Valeni the problem back then?
Yes, exactly right. Why weird things you're hoarding, okay? Let's go to Fred in Clarkston. Oh, Clarkston.
Hey.
97 won the ticket. Hello, Fred.
Good morning.
Good morning, okay, Fred.
Good morning. And thank you, by the way. So I was looking for a light bulb in my basement 2 weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this box. And I thought, oh, what's in it? So I opened it up, and it's a bunch of high school stuff. Stuff I had kept from high school from an old girlfriend that we dated for about 6 or 7 years. In it was a pair of brief underwear that were all tattered and falling apart, but across the back end, she had embroidered Frank.
Oh, or actually,
embroidered her name, and the name was not Frank.
I hope not, for your sake.
In cursive.
Oh, my God.
I looked at him, and I thought, should I throw them away? Should
yes,
I throw them
yes.
to my kids?
No.
So oh, my God. What?
And I kept them.
Of course you did. I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Fred? I'm not going to lie. That's pretty badass.
That's really bad.
I thought you were going to say, I'm not going to lie, I have a pair of my ex-girlfriend's underwear, too.
No, no,
no. No, they were his underwear, right?
Yes, they were mine.
They were his underwear, and she embroidered
and
her
white,
name.
They were white and orange striped, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe I ever wore these.
So I thought they were his. I thought they were her underwear.
They were his.
Wow.
Yeah, they were mine. Whoa. There was a precursor to pink, I guess, right?
You should wear those, Fred.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right.
Well, Fred, you are definitely the caller of the morning, so hang on the line. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the red carpet premiere of The Russian Five. That's tomorrow night at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak, March 22nd. The red carpet begins at 6. Screening of the documentary will start at 7, and then an afterglow party will immediately follow. For more information, go to 971theticket.com.
In all seriousness, don't girls keep a lot of clothing from their ex-boyfriends? Like, I've had countless hoodies disappear, T-shirts, basketball shorts that I desperately want back. I can think of a pair of black shorts that I'd love to get right now that I haven't had in many, many years. Don't girls keep all that stuff?
Who has them?
I don't think they keep them like I keep the teeth. I think they eventually get donated or, you know.
You guys know the Bradley shirt story with Greg, right?
No.
The Bradley shirt that he has a Bradley basketball shirt, just university.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was his wife's ex-boyfriend's shirt, and Greg wears it.
Wow.
Hold up. Let me get on you. So she was – I just want to stop before there's possible misinformation. That's okay, and it's okay if you don't know the story hand in hand.
Trouble in paradise.
I embellished it. I mean –
right. She was intending to give that shirt to a boyfriend she had at the time in Peoria.
Mm-hmm,
he didn't want the shirt. She kept it. There actually is a – picture of her on Facebook actually wearing that shirt.
Sure.
And then she gave it to me.
So he never wore it.
Correct.
It was never on his body.
That's
it was
a
just
very
intended
delineation to me.
Yes.
It doesn't have a scent on it.
Yeah.
No, he did wear it.
Oh, that's okay.
No. That's definitely odd. Gary on a cell phone on 97 won the ticket. Hello, Gary.
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. Listen to the show. On my way, taking my son to middle school here in Troy, and he too saves his teeth. He has 13, lost one yesterday, and leaves a note for the Tooth Fairy to keep them.
That was like me. That's what I wrote every time. I said, can you please leave a present, but can I keep my tooth? So I'd get the money and I'd keep the tooth.
Gary, what school does your son go to?
Smith Middle School.
Oh, whatever. Bowling Park, baby. Broncos.
I hear you.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. I don't know what I didn't realize the Tooth Fairy. Where is the Tooth Fairy in all this, Heather? I'm very confused.
Well, the Tooth Fairy comes, but if you ask to keep your tooth, they just leave the tooth right under your pillow.
I never knew that.
I mean this as nice as humanly possible. At least you're not the only freak out there, Heather.
That's true. That's I can relate somebody to a child.
That's exactly what you want to do.
Which you've already compared me to, so.
But see, what Heather's not mentioning, she does have a pair of her underwear that's embroidered with an ex-boyfriend's name, Frank.
The Tank.
And she kept them. 813 on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.